Comedian Tony Hinchcliffe did infamous MSG Trump rally to get 10,000, 100,000, 200,000 people to vote for him. By Alana Mastrangelo on May 12, 2025. Comedian Tony Hinchcliffe told Bill Maher that he did his infamous stand-up bit at President Donald Trump's Madison Square Garden rally last October because he wanted to get him elected. Did you do it because you're a supporter of Trump? Or just because you it's an opportunity and a paycheck? Maher asked, to which Hinchcliffe replied, it wasn't a paycheck. I did it literally to get some, hopefully. If only 10,000, 100,000, maybe 200,000, actual people to vote for him. Oh, so you did want people to vote for Trump? Maher asked during Sunday's episode of the Club Random podcast, to which the Kill Tony Hist responded, yes, without a doubt. I think he gets a weird, weird rap in this world, man. We're going to have to break off on that point, Maher replied. It's okay that we disagree on that, I just didn't really know until this moment. I thought maybe you just were doing it for a gig and because you believe in free speech. Watch below. Hinchcliffe reiterated that he performed at Trump's October 27, 2024 Madison Square Garden rally to swing a few thousand votes of whoever listens to my podcast, with the hopes that the president would also tell him that was awesome and that he likes his set. Did he say all of that to you? Maher asked, to which Hinchcliffe replied by disclosing, no, he didn't. I didn't get to talk to him that day. Notably, the left reacted to Hinchcliffe's MSG comedy sketch by clutching their pearls and using the material as fodder to attack Trump, despite knowing full well that his style of comedy is dark humor and insulting roasts. After being asked if he has been in any way ostracized in the comedy world over his support for Trump, Hinchcliffe noted that he moved to Texas amid the Chinese coronavirus pandemic, and that he noticed the farther left comedians will talk shit on a podcast or pretend like me and Rogan and everybody in Austin is a bunch of Nazis. Meanwhile, the comedian continued, we're all pot smoking. Pro-choice, if you're going to call us far right, crazy people, you have to realize we're all formerly registered Democrat voters. And so is Rogan, and so is Elon, and so is Trump, Hinchcliffe added. All these people are famously old Democrats. Maher retorted, but that's not where we are now. They're not Democrats now. The Real Time with Bill Maher host went on to say that nonetheless, he believes the comic community is better than the actor community with regards to being less dogmatic about their political beliefs. Oh, without a doubt, Hinchcliffe replied. Maher claimed that this is because our business is calling out bullshit, and so it's just harder to be so doctrinaire about your politics. If you're going to do what we do best, and call bullshit out, and keep it real, which is what gets the good laughs, you're going to have to call out some stuff on the left. Maher added, before claiming that the left is crazy in their own way, they're just not as dangerous. Hinchcliffe disagreed, saying, I would say that A, the left, are dangerous. It seems like the right-wingers are the ones with the guns, and this and that, Hinchcliffe acknowledged, before adding, but all of a sudden, the last couple few years I'm looking at who the mass shooters are, and it is creepy. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.